Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
What have you said to me recently?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We're going to continue on with the Freemasonry and our founding forefathers' myth versus facts. It's interesting. I was listening to an individual today who many people respected long ago. He was actually shot and killed by the police. His name was William Cooper, and I was listening to some of his stuff, and it was on the Illuminati and the Freemasonry, and the list goes on. And he was literally taking it from the book that these Illuminists, right, and these Masons and these spiritualists and these devil worshipers, and he was reading literally from the book that was written, and they found this book in the back of a library, and it was so old, it was a red book that turned orange, so it started to take its toll. The elements took their toll on the book. And I just listened to about 15 minutes of it, and it's like, you know what, enough of this nonsense. You know, our objective here is like King David, who had a heart after his father, and he studied the law day and night. And I'm sitting here listening to this stuff, and it all lines up with what we're talking about here, by the way. Much of this stuff that you're being told by the revisionists and the propagandists trying to tag it to our forefathers is all nonsense. Much of it didn't start until like the middle of the 1800s. In particular, what he was talking about was 1858. So again, you're just blatantly being lied to. See, folks, if they can lower the standard and use the devil is the standard, they can use that as a sliding scale to push everything that way and say, well, at least we weren't as bad as them. No, wait a second. It's not that you weren't as bad as them. You're worse than them, and that's why we're showing you the Christ in our forefathers as the standard rather than the devil as the standard, the way that the revisionists and the propagandists would have you believe. So, with that, we're going to continue on here. Now, before we do this, I do want you to go over and check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, subscribe. Go to the top of that page, SOL Radio Live. Subscribe to that as well. And beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page. We are found on social media platforms over there, a live feed, beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in, please do. Stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. Again, the seventh president of the United States of America, Andrew Jackson, he was right when he said the Bible is the rock upon which our Constitution rests. He's exactly right. He's exactly right. And he took that from Matthew 7, the end of the chapter, along with the Constitution, Article 4, Section 4. It's absolutely amazing. Folks, I do got to say this just so I can tip it in and tee it up for the next segment so we can go full head full head completely after this first segment's over, and I'm thinking of a couple things here, and I'm just thinking about, and this is what I wanted to convey to you, as this thought popped into my head, the way you got to read the comments, folks, just the absolute blatant, willful ignorance. No matter what you give people, they're bent on what they believe, regardless if it's true or not, because they said so. You got to read the comments, folks, what people are saying. They're trying to justify the unjustifiable again when it comes to what we're talking about here with our forefathers. Again, go read Matthew 7, 16 through 20, and I want to reiterate this point so I can tee it up for the next segment. So you have full understanding, going from the beginning of this book right here, exposing Freemasonry and our founding forefathers. Understand what a Mason is. It is a bricklayer. Masons are bricklayers. They're constructionists. They build buildings. That's what a Mason is. First thing you think of today when you hear Mason is, oh, a cult. That's right. Well, it is today, but it wasn't then. Masons were constructionists. They were bricklayers, okay? And the Freemasons were those that went all over the continent building churches and cathedrals and abbeys, just so you know what it is, okay? And so what the lodge was like a union hall where the Masons and the Freemasons would meet, and during the founding era, that's where the preachers would come in and preach to the Masons and the Freemasons, okay? So if you're a part of a union, you could have called yourself what they called themselves back then. They were a part of the lodge. Okay? Like today, they'd be a part of a union, and they would say that they're a part of the union, right? It's the same thing. And I'm not trying to minimize any of this. I'm just trying to say, folks, what's happened is the bad guys today, the Illuminati, the occultists, and the Satanists, and the spiritualists, and the mysticists, so on and so forth, have tagged their cult onto our forefathers. And what we're doing is we're giving you the facts that stand against their lies. Because too many people are asking the question, and once again, nobody's giving them the answer. Matter of fact, yesterday we had somebody call in and say, hey, listen, I know a guy that knows all about this stuff, and you need to have him on your show. I don't need to have him on my show to tell me what I know is true and what's not true. Why? Because I have the facts right here, and that's what I'm giving the people. I don't need a taint. I don't need bias in this situation. And that's the problem. As a matter of fact, much of it is coming from professed Christians who should know better. Okay? And they don't know any better, and that's the problem. And again, this is why I've taken painstaking efforts to go through this book over and over and over again, literally three times, and I have taken notes that matter to the people. If I've left something out, do forgive me, but I can still tell you, friends, what you're being told about our forefathers and the modern-day Masons and Freemasons, it's like night and day. It's like heaven and hell, said Thomas Jefferson. And absolutely, that is the truth every step of the way. What we're going to do is we're going to take this hard break, and we're going to come right back to the Freemasons and our founding forefathers' myth versus facts, okay? We're going to hold to the facts, and I'm going to show you a bunch of symbolism that you have been taught to believe that our forefathers were guilty of originating, okay? And in fact, they are not. They're not. Much of this stuff that you're seeing today with, again, the Illuminati, and the Freemasons, so on and so forth, it was created 100 years after our forefathers. And what they want to do is they want to wrap themselves up in the heroic George Washington and our forefathers and make them out to be just like themselves. But what I would propose to you before we get to this next segment is consider that the modern day politicians are at war with what our forefathers established. And that proves my point crystal clear every step of the way. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back. Hello friends, this is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base, visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. And what I want to do is get back to this, part five of the Freemasons and our founding forefathers. If you have not heard part 1, 2, 3, and 4, please go back. All the information and groundwork that you need concerning laying the axe to the root of the lying tree of the propagandists and the revisionists is all found in the content in which I've laid out over the first four episodes of this series that I'm doing right now. So what I want to do is I want to get back into this because there's a lot of stuff in here I still want to share with you. And when we do that, we got to go back again to the Freemasons and the folks, listen to this. I just want you to hear this, okay?
Rosicrucians.
The Rosicrucians, okay? That was another thing that they were trying to tag on to their forefathers, or our forefathers, and the Illuminati, in understanding that they were the key groups during the late 1700s in America. And what they did is they produced the occult unfinished pyramid as the adverse seal of the United States, but kept it secret from 1782 to 1935. How'd they do that? How did they do that? But again, this is one of those things they want you to believe. So the government, according to them, is they serve the Illuminati, the pyramid, speaking of our forefathers, and represents an all-seeing eye of the Big Brother, our Big Brother, right? Here it is right here. And here's the all-seeing eye right here, okay? So you can see this on social media platforms. And I'm going to keep showing this to you sporadically here. So the $1 bill was printed as the Great Seal of the United States. It's on there. And what's interesting is, again, is the pyramid represents the all-seeing eye of Big Brother government, headed up by none other than the God of this world, say they, Lucifer. Okay? I want you to all remember one thing. Lucifer is called the God of this world to those that serve him. But I want you to understand that the God of the universe is my Father, and we call him Abba Father by the Holy Ghost. Okay? He's in control of all all things. The devil is in control of nothing, okay? The Lord is in control of all things. Look at Job's life and you'll understand the pros and cons of all of that. On the American dollar bill was printed the Great Seal of the United States. It is unmistakably free, Masonic, and it's all-seeing eye in a triangle above a 13, okay, four-sided pyramid beneath which a scroll proclaims the advent of a new secular order. Secular meaning without God. One of Freemasonry's long-standing dreams. It's never going to happen. Let me just say that again. All of you that are giving your lives, your tongue, your strength, your power, your mind, and your strength over to the world in defeatism, do understand that you're ensnared by the words of your mouth. And a lot of people don't understand that you are, by the words of your mouth, either being justified or you're condemned. And you give more power to the enemy than that belongs to the enemy, friends. Listen, this long-standing dream of the Freemasons concerning the present Freemasons and them having a new secular order, a world without God, it's never going to happen. It's never going to happen. Folks, they've been talking about this for 6,000 years. It hasn't happened yet, and it never will happen. Let me say it this way, the way Charles Spurgeon rightly said it, the world, friends, pounds on Christians. They're the hammer. But the anvil is the church, and the church is going nowhere. The anvil doesn't need to be replaced. It's the hammer that needs to be replaced, right? Isn't that what the Lord has taught us, metaphorically speaking, and through history, his dash story? Why, yes, it is. Here we are. The seed of the righteous is forever. Listen to me, bad guys. The seed of the righteous in Christ Jesus is forever. And what's worse about it is you know it's true. You spend your whole life warring against the God that somehow or another you've been deceived into believing that you're going to conquer someday. You, my friend, are out of your wits. You are a madman. Oh, and there's plenty of madmen out there today. And by the way, we're speaking of them today. So going back, what is the meaning of the pyramid and the all-seeing eye and the great seal? Are they actually, question mark, are they actually representative of the Masonry and the Illuminati? Historical documents provide clear answers to these questions. The proposal to a design for a great seal for America originated in Congress on July 4, 1776. Immediately following the vote to separate from Great Britain, you know that document, that paper called the Declaration of Independence, the Declaration of Independence, it became an independent nation, America did, and according to the journals of the Continental Congress for that day, this was the resolve, Dr. Benjamin Franklin, Mr. John Adams, and Mr. Thomas Jefferson be a committee to bring a device for a seal for the United States of America. The composition of the committee is often invoked as the first proof that the Great Seal was indeed Masonic and Illuminati. Masons designed the Great Seal of the United States with its esoteric symbols, and these Masons were Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, and John Adams. Let me say it again. Who said that? The revisionists did? The propagandists did? I've already proved that they were not Masons. On July 4, 1776, Thomas Jefferson, a Mason and an Illuminist, say they. John Adams, a Mason, say they, and Ben Franklin, a Mason, say they, were appointed by a committee of the Continental Congress to prepare the Great Seal of the United States. Isn't it interesting? It was John Adams himself, John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, that said there's nothing so false as modern-day history. That's why we have to dig in and find for ourselves the truth of the matter. Yet, since this documentation is unequivocal that neither Jefferson nor Adams was a Mason, then a major part of the supposed foundation on which the Great Seal Charge is built on is, listen carefully, non-existence. Non-existence never happened. Creating things out of thin air and then writing them as facts in hopes that you might believe them. However, Franklin himself was a Mason, so say they, and he therefore proposed something Masonic for the Great Seal, say they. And according to John Adams, one of the three members of that committee, Franklin proposed this. Again, I want you to pay attention as to what's up on the screen as well. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page, before it's news.com. This is the Great Seal proposed by them Satanists. Moses lifting up his hand, I'm being facetious, Moses lifting up his hand and dividing the Red Sea, and Pharaoh and his chariot overwhelmed with the waters. The motto that Ben Franklin came up with is rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. It sounds like a man that knew what the Word of God said. In spite of Ben Franklin, in spite of Thomas Jefferson, in spite of John Adams, in spite of Bradley Dean, the truth will be made manifest. Moses lifting up his hand and dividing the Red Sea, and the Pharaoh and his chariots overwhelmed with the waters. And the motto again is rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. That's what we have on these coffee cups, which, by the way, are available today at sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm being a little facetious because the information that we have been given is so outside of the scope of even common sense. I don't even know how it ever got a foothold. And it got a foothold in the people that didn't take the time to know the difference. No wonder why when we read Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. It is. And they are. Hey, folks, listen, and I brought this up yesterday. And I'm going to the book of Malachi right now. And the Lord said that he would write a book of remembrance concerning those. And I'm just going to go there right now. It's in Malachi 3. And I'm pulling up the right version here. So we're doing live radio. So just hold with me. We're being led by the Holy Ghost. Romans 8:14. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. And the Lord listened carefully and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and them that thought upon his name. Hey, folks, is them that thought upon his name, is that what you see right here? Because it seems to be scriptural. Everything that Ben Franklin meant to establish through his proposal concerning the Great Seal. That's pretty much what it looks like to me. Everything to do with the Lord, even his motto, rebellion to tyrants, that's what Scripture teaches. Read Romans 12:21, that which precedes Romans 13. Go to Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. What does Scripture teach us? Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. Now what are they doing? They're trying to teach you to submit to the tyrants, right? And the only way that that happens is when you're enslaved through their lies, okay? Also, according to Adams, Jefferson proposed the children of Israel in the wilderness led by a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Okay, well, we're going to keep going forward, friends. I just wanted to tee that up real quick, and we're going to go headlong into this full force. Yeah, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA USA News update. The cargo ship that caused the Baltimore Bridge collapse was reportedly carrying hazardous materials. Dave Collins with more.
On Wednesday, the head of the National Transportation Safety Board said the ship was hauling nearly 60 containers filled with hazardous materials, including corrosives and flammables, and that some of the containers were breached, creating a sheen on the water. He said a full investigation into the matter could take 1 to 2 years, and that a preliminary report should be released in 2 to 4 weeks.
There still remain many people missing in the wake of that concert hall terror attack in Russia last week. So far, the Kremlin's confirmed a death toll of 143 in Friday's ISIS-K assault. However, there are still as many as 100 people missing and unaccounted for. Russia's investigative committee published a list of names identifying those who are confirmed dead. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You know, when you guys listen to the intro to the show, that's the true story of a prophet known as Vernon John, and he preceded that of Martin Luther King Jr. back in the 50s. He was the guy that said, as a matter of fact, he was responsible for saying, when you see a good fight, get into it. That's what the Spirit of God leads you to. Man, as a matter of fact, when I'm reading the Old Testament and the New Testament, that's exactly what it did. Read the book of Acts. Oh my goodness, there was constant tumults, constantly uproars, fightings. Whoa, that's what truth does. It comes in and divides. Matthew 10:34, and that's what we're doing right now. And we're going to continuously do this. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I'm trying to figure out why there's so many people that wanted to get me on this topic, and now that I'm on this topic, I'm waiting for all the people that taught you, antithetical to what I'm teaching you right now, where they're at, to tell everybody on a phone call that what I'm telling you is completely incorrect. It's completely untrue. Your silence speaks volumes. And I love it because you further solidify the point of the facts that we're relaying to those people that have been lied to. We were just talking about the Great Seal that was proposed by the occultists, the Satanists, say the modern day Satanists and occultists and the propagandists and the revisionists. And we were just talking about how that National Seal was proposed by none other than that devil, Benjamin Franklin, say they. right? And what was it? It was Moses lifting up his hand and dividing the Red Sea. Whoa. And Pharaoh and his chariot overwhelmed with the water. See, it's the devil. He wants to show you how the Lord defeated his armies. Not just the opposite. Our forefathers separated from the strongest military might in the world during that particular time. They partook with the God of Moses, and that's why they proposed a seal highlighting and glorifying the God of Moses. Also, according to Adams, Jefferson proposed the children of Israel in the wilderness, led by a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Wow, these are a bunch of Satanists that want to glorify Christ. Isn't that crazy? And I'm being facetious, but I'm also telling you the truth. I'm saying it facetiously. Adams' account of Franklin's proposal is substantiated by Franklin's own handwritten proposal, currently in the manuscript division of the Library of Congress. It's all there, etched in the Library of Congress, what I'm telling you right now. Again, what is it? Moses standing on the shore and extending his hand over the sea, thereby causing the same to overwhelm Pharaoh, who is sitting in an open chariot, a crown on his head and a sword in his hand, raised from a pillar of fire in the clouds, reaching to Moses to express that he acts by the command of deity. Here it is again. Does that look like a bunch of proposals coming from occultists, Satanists, from the Illuminati as you know them today? Absolutely not. Just the exact opposite. I said yesterday and I say it again today, and I said it actually during the end of the last segment. Your current government is at war with our forefathers and what they established under God. Again, if that doesn't explain to you what you're dealing with through the revisionists and the propagandists, nothing will. Now, the committee proposed Bible accounts as the basis of the Great Seal. By what stretch, I'm asking, by what stretch of the imagination could they be considered either Masonic or Illuminati, our forefathers, according to what you see today? That the all-seeing eye was a part of the original proposal, as it was also directly related to the biblical proposals for the seal. And according to the journals of the Continental Congress from August 20th, 1776, the committee appointed to prepare a device for a great seal for the United States brought in this same with an explanation thereof with a crest. The eye of providence in a radiant triangle, whose glory extends over the shield and beyond the figures. And on the other side, the said great seal should be the following device. Pharaoh sitting in an open chariot, a crown on his head, a sword in his hand passing through the divided waters of the Red Sea in pursuit of the Israelites. Raised from a pillow of fire, run a pillar of fire in the cloud, expressive of the divine presence and command, beaming on Moses who stands on the shore and extending his hand over the sea because it is to overwhelm Pharaoh. Again, the motto, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. The all-seeing eye is specifically described as the eye of providence. It is joined to the account on the other side of the seal in which God is watching over his people. Not the way that you've been told today, friends. The all-seeing eye is specifically described as the eye of providence. Okay? It is joined to the account on the other side of the seal in which God is watching over his people both day and night and intervening in their behalf to destroy their enemies. Wow, that's a far cry from what you're being told today. Well, this is our forefathers. This is what they did. This is how they did it. The eye in the Great Seal was no pagan, Illuminati, Big Brother government eye. To the contrary, it was the vigilant, all-seeing eye of Almighty God watching over his people. I mean, you know, some of you people that I'm talking to right now that believe this nonsense about your forefathers, you're the same people that believe the politicians today. And there's no truth in them, John 8:44. That's a scary place to be. That's why you read God's Ten Commandments, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13. And when you read that law is a schoolmaster to bring you to the foot of the cross where the law can do no more, where you're justified by faith in Christ. But it's only the Holy Ghost that leads you there to convict you of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And in the process, he brings forth godly repentance. I'm thinking of John 16, starting in verse 8, 2 Corinthians 7, 10, and 11. Read them. And then go to Matthew 3, 2, and you'll understand perfectly why they said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You've offended God. When you read God's moral law, you see your offense. You see your crime. You see, as the Bible calls it in 1 John 3, 4, your sin, your transgressions that you've committed before God. That's why you need a Savior, because you're not able to save yourself. Only Christ Jesus can do that through His blood. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go on to the Great Seal. On June 13, 1782, Congress referred all the committee reports to Charles Thompson, the Secretary of Congress, from 1774 to 1789 to work as a committee or on a committee of one and a submission of the design for the seal. 1 week later, on June 20, 1782, after working with artist William Barton, who was not a Mason, Thompson returned to his recommendation to Congress, which approved the seal design on the same day. Charles Thompson is considered the individual most responsible for the completed design of the Great Seal, and this fact provides a second point of proof for the anti-Masonic charges that the seal was indeed Masonic and Illuminati. Charles Thompson, designer of the Great Seal of the United States, was a Freemason. The design was, he was a builder, so we're keeping that into context, defined out to be exactly what it's supposed to be defined out as, a Freemason working throughout the content as a stone layer and a stone builder. Okay? Again, just let's hold to the truth and the facts. The design was accepted on May 9, 1782, and referred to Charles Thompson, a Mason. The only difficulty with these charges is that Charles Thompson was not a Mason, and therefore the second major part of the supposed foundation on which the Masonic and Illuminati symbolism charge rests is also spurious. In fact, not only was Charles Thompson not a Mason, he was actually a noted and orthodox Christian theologian responsible for the Bible that you know today as the Thompson Bible. Folks, Satan mocks at every given step. That's what he does. And that's what he's doing today. It's like a corrupt politician, like the one people are being driven to take back and to put him in office so he can finish what he didn't finish the first time around. In office, you know, the one that said he's going to make America great again? Yeah, they're driving him back into office again to finish the job, right? Instead of judging the man by their fruit, the people take it for face value from the mainstream media that they say they don't believe. And then they get what they deserve, and then they're trying to figure out, God, why did you leave us into the hands of this man, and yet you're the one welcoming him back into the office to do what he didn't do the first time around? I mean, guys, what you're seeing today is corruption in action. Americans, I want to say this as a side note. Boy, oh boy, do you love going around those mountains. You think you're so sick and tired of the establishment out there, but yet you're willing to put the same person back in there that did everything in his power to prop up the establishment when he was there the first time. And yet you overlook the 1,000 presidential candidates and you expect some sort of change? Oh yeah, I can tell you the change you're going to get, the change you deserve. Because every country deserves the government it has, and apparently Americans haven't had enough yet. Americans have not had enough yet. And I'll tell you, going through the book of Jeremiah, you want to know how you provoke God? Keep doing what you're doing. Keep allowing what you're allowing, Americans. Because I'll tell you what, you as a people in this country are tolerating what our forefathers never even thought of giving up or tolerating in any sense of the word. That's why you have the propagandists and the revisionists trying to dummy you down into believing that what you have here is better than what you had there. And I'll tell you, it's very frustrating, folks, to say the least. Here again, you're being told that you're being lied to, but you keep giving yourself back over to the same lies, and you keep getting the same results. Isn't that the definition of insanity? Why, yes, it is. Folks, Another one accused of being something that he's not, when in fact he wasn't a Mason. He was and is, and hopefully still remains, as an Orthodox Christian theologian responsible for the Thompson Bible. We're going to come right back. We're going to give it to you some more. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0744. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of Liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 0523. 800-284-0523.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. It looks like we might be going over just a little bit again today, friends. But with that said, we got Michael calling from Texas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Michael. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley. Earlier you asked the audience, how do such outlandish stories take a foothold? I want to give you two very fast examples. So potheads and drug addicts would have you believe that the Founding Fathers sat around smoking marijuana all day. This is not true. They used hemp to make ropes and whatnot. Marijuana and hemp both come from the cannabis plant, but they are entirely different.
Good
number
point.
Two, sodomites would have you believe that Jesus Christ is neutral on homosexuality because there are no Bible verses with him condemning it. Well, the answer is easy. Sodomy was not an issue in Judea. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the people all believed that it was an abomination. So Christ didn't have to say anything about it. You see, Bradley, here's what's going on, man. The reprobates, the scumbags, and the losers have to take the greatest of the great, like Jesus Christ from George Washington, and paint them into an infrastructure that validates their own depravity and the dumbed-down, ignorant, stupid populace goes along with it, Bradley Dean, because they think it's cool. Brother, it's as simple as that.
Fantastic. I totally agree. By the way, Thomas Jefferson also used hemp to make furniture. That was fantastic. A lot of medicine, as a matter of fact, are made out of drugs. It's supposed to be for health, right? It's natural remedy that makes us healthy is when they put chemicals in them that make us unhealthy, right? And again, that was just especially the first analogy you gave, Michael, was fantastic. And thank you for making it quick. I totally appreciate that. Let's get back to this. And it was exactly right. Exactly right. The devil wants you to believe that Jesus looks just like him. And I brought this up yesterday. It's like yin and yang. There's no difference. Oh, there's a huge difference. There's a huge difference. America's first translation of the Greek Septuagint in English, a translation project that had occurred 17 years of Thompson's adult life. So why did this theologian include an all-seeing eye as a pyramid as a part of the symbolism in the Great Seal? You know, I got to stop right there because my thoughts are going right now, Michael, because there's some that don't know. And it's like I've heard this before. Well, Bradley, why do you, when you're pulling your hair out, giving the same message, why is it that you keep doing it day after day? You know, I got to tell you, when I'm reading, and again, I'm spending a lot of time in Jeremiah right now. Oh, my goodness, that guy was beat by his own people, by the kings, by the said church, which Jesus warned us of in Mark 8:15. Going to the New Testament, remember the apostles, when Jesus asked them, who do men say that I am? They thought that he was Jeremiah, speaking of Jesus. But what's interesting is the guy was thrown into a dungeon. Again, he was thrown into prison for a long time. For what? Telling the truth. Telling the truth. And nobody listened. It literally tells us in Scripture, friends, that nobody from the top to the bottom listened to a word Jeremiah said. Nobody did. You know, and it was interesting, King Zedekiah, the one that didn't obey the Lord, came to Jeremiah when he was in prison at one point, and he said to him after they abused him and threw him in prison, he came to him and he said, hey, he knew that Jeremiah was telling the truth. This is like Ahab. But this is King Zedekiah knowing the truth of the matter, that what Jeremiah was saying was true, but he allowed the people to do to him what they wanted to do, kind of like Pilate with Christ, right? Well, what was interesting is Zedekiah came to him in secret because he knew Jeremiah was telling the truth. And he said to him, Jeremiah, I got a question for you. Does the Lord have anything for me? And Jeremiah says, yeah, I do. You're going into captivity, into Babylon, under the dictatorship and authorityship. That's what he was, of that of King Nebuchadnezzar, like it or not. And then I'm going to give you two choices. Either you're going to do it the Lord's way and you're going to live, or if not, you're going to be slaughtered. You and your sons, your family, your countrymen, right? His whole life he tried to warn people, but until they started to see the word of the Lord come to pass, did they then turn and say, will you pray for us, Jeremiah? And the Lord said to him, don't pray for those people. I've given them enough time. They have ears, but they don't hear. They have eyes, but they don't see. But that does not include everyone. There may be one or two throughout the 50 years of my ministry, hopefully. That gets saved. If that is what gets saved, or those two people or three people get saved because of my faithfulness unto the Lord, like that of Jeremiah, then so be it. And does this place that I'm in, this office that I'm in, does it sucketh? King James Version? Yes, it sucketh. But I have to remain faithful to the Lord, regardless if people listen to me or not. And I know they're listening. You know how many times I see people turn around and they say, I remember when you said that. And it had nothing to do with where we were at. And then before I knew it, here it comes. I had to come back, Bradley, because what you were saying by the Spirit of God, that's where all glory goes. What you were saying by the Spirit of God was exactly what is happening right now. I can't tell you how many times I've heard that. 3 and 5 and 10 and 15 years before these things happen, and here we go. I mean, that's why it's like when I'm looking at the conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, and the professors in the pulpits today, I'm sitting there looking at what they're talking about. The only time they acknowledge it is when it's staring at them right in their face. And yet, if you look at the word of the Lord through the prophets, friends, the Lord always warned before it came to pass, and the people didn't want to listen until it was too late. I have to stay faithful. Jeremiah stayed faithful for 70 years. And just think about that, friends. He stayed faithful for 70 years. And yet the Bible says nobody listened halfway through. And then therefore, the Lord said, you know what? I'm going to bring a great evil out of the north, and they're going to destroy those people that didn't hear me. You better understand that's what's coming to America. You're just seeing a forecasting little by little by little by little. Some people want to call it soft tyranny. No, you're already seeing the face of the enemy. And if you think for some reason your disobedience to the Lord is going to bring obedience to a bunch of tyrants and they're just going to stop today, you're sadly mistaken. You're sadly mistaken. It's because you allow the little evils that the evils get greater and greater and greater. Therefore, the Lord will take that evil and he'll judge a people. And that's what he's doing. That's what he's doing today. That's exactly what he's doing today. So I must remain faithful to, regardless if people listen to me or not. Remember, there was a book of Lamentations that was written by Jeremiah. And if you want to take time to see what's going to come to America if the American people do not repent and quit putting their faith in a corrupt devil that's trying to portray himself as a Christian man, leading people into the promised land. If you want to see what's going to come in your refusal to repent and serve the King of Kings rather than a corrupt, fallen, deceptive man, 2 Corinthians 11:14 and 15, keep going on with your bad self because you haven't seen nothing yet. Oh, it's true. You haven't seen nothing yet. Have things been getting worse over the last 50 and 60 years in this country? Why? Namely 60 and 70 years now that I think about it. Why? Because of their departure from God. Common sense comes into play. Blessed is the nation whose God is Lord. When you turn away from him, Psalm 9, 16 and 17, what did the Bible say? He's going to judge those people. That's where we're at. And it's, you know, I want to say this too, and then I got to get back to my point. How many people I hear out there, especially the older generations, that have literally passed this to their own children? How many of those people say, oh, you know, I just don't see anything that we can do about it. But you know how to do everything about everything that you want to do, right? When it comes to the football game, you got to make sure you go out and get enough money to go buy that television to make sure that you can sit down and watch a bunch of full-grown men in tights fight over a pig ball while 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day are being murdered, right? That's what matters to you. That is a false god. And God rebukes that. Jeremiah 11:13. You know how to do everything you shouldn't do, and that's exactly what the Lord said. They don't know my ways. They know how to do what they know that they shouldn't do. They know how to do evil, but to do that which is right, they know not, the Lord said. That's right. Why? Because they keep their eyes fixed on the spirit of the world that promotes Antichrist. The lust of the flesh, the love of the world, the pride of life and the love of the world. I'm sorry. 1 John chapter 2, go down. I think it's chapter 15 it starts. That's what they pay attention to. They don't have time for Jesus until they get in trouble. I'll tell you what, the Lord knows you fair-weathered friends too. You're good for nothing. The devil can't even use you. You're the worst of men. And I see that all over the place. But I'm telling you, folks, what's coming right now is the fact that this pertains to exactly what we're talking about here. It's because the people take on the lie and they listen to the lie like Michael was talking about, and they refuse to know the truth. And you should see the comments. Hold on a second. We're not done yet. I'm going to shut this off and I'm going to come right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.